Now to the efforts in the Tauranga city centre that are proving to reduce crime. After concerns were raised about shoplifting to order and other antisocial behaviour, the council got to work on an initiative to make the city, the inner city, a safer space. The crime crackdown strategies involved the appointment of a safety and engagement advisor to build relationships with retailers and to hear their concerns. Some small businesses have been losing thousands of dollars worth of stock to organised gangs of shoplifters. Tauranga City Council Development and Partnerships General Manager Gareth Wallace says it's been a big success. That's backed up in a moment by the guests that we will hear from. Garth Mitchison, who is a pharmacist in the town. But first, Gareth Wallace explains why they introduced this to the CBD.
Our city centre in Tauranga is going through a period of transformation, if you like. And one of the consistent pieces of feedback we heard from city centre retailers and businesses was that sometimes they felt unsafe. And as a council, with the best interests of those businesses at heart, we didn't want to ignore it, so decided to do something about it. And we took one of our existing roles within council and our community development team and repurposed it in the city centre and created a city centre safety and engagement advisor role. And that person is in the city centre most of the day on the ground, talking to people and solving problems.
What's happening in the central city? Just explain. You've got a lot of physical developments either happening or in the plans in Tauranga, Gareth. Is that part of it? Is there construction and areas blocked off? What was the scene that was inviting problems, if you like?
Oh, look, to be honest, I don't think Tauranga is different to many other cities around the world where city centres are becoming a magnet for people with social issues. But on top of that, Tauranga is going through a period of significant transformation. So you're exactly right. Large construction projects right throughout the city. I don't think that directly flows through to an increased level of antisocial behaviour, if you like, but those two things are going on at the same time, absolutely.
So what were the shop owners telling you was happening?
They just felt unsafe, generally. Unsafe getting to work in the morning, unsafe in the middle of winter, you know, closing their shop at 5 o'clock and having to get back to a car parking building. They worried about their customers being confronted by people and being accosted. So just a general level of unsafety, sometimes, obviously not all of the time, but that permeated their existence in the city centre to some extent.
What has it taken, though, by means of combined effort to turn things around? Because the police are involved as well, and we know the pressure's on their time. How does this work?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it very much has been a joint effort. Look, we can only try, and that's what we're trying to do, and we haven't solved world peace here. It's one day at a time in our city centre, and I have to say it wasn't terribly bad when we started, but it was making people feel unsafe. So what we've done is we've put Paul Mason from our community development team on the street, and he just spends his day in the city centre talking to businesses, talking to retailers, talking to people in the city centre about how we can help, what their problems are, and he's there on the spot to solve those problems by connecting those businesses or retailers or people with those social needs with agencies that might be able to help, or from a council point of view, we may be able to do something to assist. So the single best thing we've done is put someone on the ground that has an empathetic nature, that is about building relationships, that is just out there talking to people going, how can we help?
Speak a little bit more about some of those relationships, because it has been in some part about sitting down next to people and seeing if there's a way to help them out, find them accommodation, etc. Have there been some success stories as far as that goes?
Yeah, a consistent stream of success stories, which is wonderful. But the classic really is I walked around the corner one day doing a city centre walking tour, and Paul was sitting on the ground in the middle of town next to a woman that was sniffing glue, and he'd been and traded her glue for a hot chocolate from the cafe around the corner. And they were just chatting, and he was there for about 40 minutes and, you know, got to understand where she was at and some of her current needs. And she was without accommodation at that particular point in time, so Paul was able to go back to the office and make a few calls, and within a couple of days we'd found her somewhere to live. So That's kind of typical of the way we're able to intervene on some occasions. As it turns out, that woman was back on the street in a couple of weeks. She has some pretty complex social needs, but we'll just keep trying.
What about the role of police? Because a lot of cities are trying this, having social agencies very present, sitting down next to people, talking to people, trying to find them accommodation, if that's what they want. But we're hearing from businesses that there's been a significant reduction in retail crime. And so what's been the role of the police in that? How proactive are they in working with you?
Yeah, the police have been great. Our man on the ground, Paul, is an ex-policeman himself, so he has really good and established relationships with the local police. But the police know there is an issue, and in particular with retail crime, decided to do something about it. So we have beat cops back on the street once a day, just at different times, which has been great. But more importantly, they've set up a retail crime unit, which has made a huge difference in the city centre and in other parts of the city. So that's been really positive. And I guess the police can't be everywhere all of the time, and we acknowledge that. And having Paul as someone that our city centre businesses and retailers can talk to has just been invaluable because, you know, sometimes you ring the police and they've got other things they're doing and they can come, but quite often Paul's walking around the city anyway and he can call into that business and say hi and check in. And look, if it's an emergency, of course, we're going to call the police and they'd come straight away. But they've been great to work with in terms of understanding the needs of the city centre businesses, retailers, and some of those people that are in our city centres and coming up with plans with us to try and solve the problem.
What sort of feedback from retail and other businesses? Are they seeing, and can you measure, a definite difference?
Yeah, it's hard to measure. From a gut feel, when you walk through the city centre, it feels safer. Two anecdotes, I guess. One, we had a city centre retailer who, you know, was not that complimentary about our city centre for a while, and he happened to go to Canada and visit a city last year, and he came back and he sought Paul out and he said, "I just want to apologise because I know I've been on your case about our city centre, but my goodness, compared to what I saw where I went, we're in a completely different league and we're doing really, really well." So that was great feedback. And then I think my favourite one over the last few months was we had a retailer that's been in the city centre for over 10 years and she runs a barbershop and she said, "Look, this is the first time in 11 years that I actually feel like the council has done something to support my business." And so that's, you know, that's really positive feedback for us that we've identified a problem and managed to find a solution that seems to be working.
So this is in the central Tauranga. Are you looking at extending it to other areas?
Yeah, we're having that conversation now. We've only got one Paul to go around at the moment, and he does spend his time in the city centre. Every now and then he tries to get out to other places, so out to Greaton, over to Mount Maunganui. But in terms of his capacity, that doesn't happen that often. So we are looking at the concept of rolling it out a bit further in the city and just testing it and seeing how it goes. But that's a conversation that we're having at the moment.
That's Tauranga City Council Development and Partnerships General Manager Gareth Wallace. Listening in is Garth Mitchinson. Garth is a pharmacist in Tauranga. He owns the Life Pharmacy in the centre of town. Good morning, Garth.
Good morning.
So give us an insight into some of the problems that you and neighbouring businesses were experiencing.
Oh, look, we were in a pretty tough spot, to be fair. We always have shoplifters in retail. That's something we are used to and unfortunately have to deal with. But it got to such a point where we literally were getting the same kind of people coming in every second day. And at times we were losing $500 to $1,000 in a day. Just coming in with just blatant disregard for anything. They weren't being clever about it. They were just fairly large humans that would walk in, grab what they wanted, push my staff out the way and leave. Very frustrating as a business owner when that happens because there's not a whole lot we can do. We train the staff to try and prevent theft as opposed to capture criminals. And we have CCTV, we would submit photos, videos to the police for a long period of time and didn't really feel we were getting any traction with any people being caught or us getting any of our product back. Once the council and the police and Paul all got together and started this retail crime unit. It's been outstanding, the change in what's happened certainly in my business. And from talking to other business owners, they're also very appreciative and work.
How much stock do you think you were losing, Garth, like dollars-wise?
Really hard to quantify because it's not something that consistently happens all the time. But as I said, like I've got video footage of one guy literally stealing 7 or 8 prestige fragrances. So that's $1,000 at least. And that was in 30 seconds gone, never caught. One particular individual that came in probably 4 or 5 times, and he was taking 2 or 3 bottles of fragrance every time. So again, I mean, yeah, add the numbers up, you are looking at least $5,000 or $10,000 in that short space of time that we would have lost.
Garth, also, when we were talking to supermarkets last week, it's the demoralising effect on staff who just have to stand by and can't do anything, yeah?
Absolutely, and a couple of my staff don't really like that, so at times they would be relatively confrontational with these individuals, and we certainly don't encourage them to do that, but it just gets so frustrating when these guys are just helping themselves to stuff and there's just no consequence. And you know, we work hard. We're here trying to provide a service. And when these guys are just taking away a livelihood, it becomes very, very frustrating.
So what's happened since that is working? There is a drop-off in organised theft and in theft. But how is it working? What's made the difference, if you like?
I think what made the huge difference initially was that they actually started circulating some of the images we were sending through. So that someone would recognise one of the people and go, I know who that is. Yeah, I know who that is. That's an associate of theirs. And they started joining the dots and working out what was going on. They have cameras in the city centre as well. So if we were reporting something to Paul, he would get onto it fairly quickly. The camera people would perhaps try and trace the person. They could then perhaps intercept them before they left the city. Certainly a couple of the real problematic ones for us were arrested and have been, well, one I know is in jail now. There's another one that was in remand for a fair while. I don't know if she's still in prison, but we haven't seen either of the 2 or 3 really bad ones for at least 4 or 5 months now. So in terms of the amount of stock I'm losing, that is just about disappeared. I mean, we still have people nick things. That's, again, as a part of retail, unfortunately, but to the level that it was at, it's not even relevant.
That kind of organised regular theft and possible theft for supply has really pulled back. Are you hearing this from other retailers in the CBD as well?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, pharmacy is kind of unique in that we have these high value, fairly small items that people can grab. Other stores I know do have an issue with shoplifting, but they don't seem to have it quite to the level that we do. But the couple that I've spoken to, and one of them was the barber that Gareth was talking about, she certainly spoken to me as well and just said that, yeah, things have improved out of sight in terms of that. She had the same issue where someone literally just walked in, just grabbed stuff and just walked out the door. She confronted him, and the response she got made her back down very quickly because they can get very intimidating and aggressive, and at the end of the day, we're not here to have to deal with that. We hopefully have enough police people to deal with that for us, and Paul's a magnificent in between to get the police involved when need be or go and talk to people when need be. He does have a very good way about de-escalating some of those situations. So
that idea of the intermediary is interesting because we've had it also in a slightly different way with shoplifting crime, with the person who's setting up an app, so that police are getting what they need. There's a coordination between the events, the evidence, the repeat event, the repeat offender, and the police being in a position to take action. This obviously is using an individual rather than an app. But is that a pivotal part of the picture, that there's an intermediary joining the dots who's trusted by both sides?
I think in this situation it is. He knows the lay of the land, and not every single incident that happens in our store is a theft. Sometimes it's just someone that's a bit intimidating or concerning or other things. And if he knows that individual, he can just keep an eye on them or go to talk to them, see what's going on. Again, perhaps de-escalate it before anything does happen. and that's something that we've never had. I mean, I've owned a store here in the city centre for 24 years now. Go back a long time ago, we used to have community constables and people around. There's just not that workforce there to do that now. We all know that there's not enough people in the police force at the moment. They can't do every job that we need them to do. So having someone that has Paul has a superb background from the police and that whole community side of things. He, again, can just stop some things happening, and when things do happen, perhaps stop it from going further. So, yeah, it's worked very, very well for us.
Good to hear. Thank you, Garth Mitchinson, who is the Life Pharmacy in downtown Tauranga.